God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. My grandfather used to tell a story about his father, William Rice. His father had been a cowboy, a one-term state senator, a lay preacher, and my grandfather had been born on a ranch in West Texas, but grew up when he was a young child in the little town of Decatur, Texas. They had there in town, actually, a big backyard that's now the parking lot for a Baptist church in town. And at any rate, they had a cow or two on the place. He was an old cowboy, Will was. One day, I think they were trying to get the cow to go in the barn, and the cow would not go. My grandfather was just a kid at the time, and he was pulling on the cow. And so his dad saw the trouble he was having. He said, "Hey, Bill, let me take that." And he began pulling on the cow. Well, something happened. The rope snapped, which I don't know why that would happen, but something happened where he lost contact with the cow. And wham, sat down on his pockets in the dusty corral. Well, that kind of provoked him. He'd been trying to get Bossy to move, and she was stubborn. She would not move. He jumped up, kicked her where he thought it might do most good, as Tall Daddy used to say, and said, "Get in that barn." And of course, that's exactly what she did. In Amos chapter 4, God is addressing his own people who were like pampered cows. They were well fed. They were well protected. And they felt like nothing wrong could happen to them. They were living a life of disregard for God. And that was the last thing they should have done, because God was anything but indifferent towards them. God had sent them judgment time after time to correct them, not because he hated them, because he loved them. God says, "For this liketh you, O ye children of Israel, saith the Lord God. You are self-deceived, and you're left to your own devices." In subsequent verses, God tells all that he'd done. "I also have given you cleanness of teeth, yet you've not returned to me." They'd been hungry, but God had not returned to them. "And also, I have withholden the rain from you, but they were not satisfied. Yet have ye not returned unto me. I've withheld rain. I have smitten you with blasting and mildew, yet ye have not returned unto me. I have sent among you the pestilence after the manner of Egypt, yet have ye not returned unto me. I have overthrown some of you, yet have ye not returned unto me." In other words, calamity after calamity was coming and had come, but they didn't pay any attention. Verse 12 famously says, "Therefore thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, and because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel," later called the God of hosts, meaning the God of great armies. Now, it's not likely that today you're going to have a locust plague your farm. You may not even have a farm. You probably do not. It probably doesn't matter to you whether it rains or not. It's not likely that some invading horde of pagans will come with their army and chariots to surround your home. But there's no doubt that when we belong to God, God cares about us too much to let us go our own way. God is going to send judgment. Again, not because he hates us, but precisely as we learned earlier, that he loves us. So what is the point of Amos chapter 4? The point is, when we are unyielding to God's correction, he does not lose. God will win. God will not lose. He says, "I have overthrown some of you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah." Did Sodom and Gomorrah flaunt God? Not forever. He reminds them of the plague upon Egypt. Did Egypt get by with their disregard of God, Jehovah? No. How much less than God's own people? When we look around the world today and complain and worry and wring our hands about the people that don't even know God and the way they're living, at least they're honest. They're doing in practice what they are in position. They don't know God. But if you know God, it makes sense not to be unyielding, like some stubborn cow. When we are unyielding to God's correction, he does not lose. Our refusal to surrender means that we do. At the end of the day, in his own timing and in his own way, God will win. And the wise person is a person who is not stubborn towards his direction.